I don't know what's going on, but
Yeah, I don't know either.
We're gonna get this started.
We'll make it happen.
I wanna take this bra off, but I know we're gonna go somewhere after this. Hey there, this is Dee.
And I'm Miles.
Welcome to
So how's that working out for you? And we got something to talk about.
Let's get into it. Hey there, this is Dee.
Yo, yo, this is your boy Miles.
And we're back.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, love?
Doing good, doing good.
Glad to hear it.
Yeah, yay.
You're a year older.
Yes, I am.
A year more beautiful. Beautifuler.
I don't know about all that.
But like, happy birthday.
Hey, hey, it was. It was a good birthday, too, to that.
Mr. Miles just celebrated a birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
The end of July.
Yeah. Went to Pensacola.
Florida. Pensacola for the first time.
It was cool, cool. Met up with some homies.
Linked up with our folks.
Yes, yes.
Spent a couple days out there in the sun and on the beach.
Oh, yeah. It was nice.
What was your birthday wish? And did
it
you
was,
get it?
Yeah, it was. I just wanted to get up to the beach and chill and relax with some friends and just have a good time. And yeah, all those things happened. So it was a good birthday.
And it was relaxing, too. We didn't really have an itinerary. We just went with the flow. We saw a restaurant. Hey, let's stop here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Saw a spot with music. Hey, let's stop here.
Yeah, absolutely.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it worked out. It was just a nice flow. Everybody just kind of enjoyed themselves. No pressure. You know, but we got to celebrate your birthday a little bit before that. You know?
We did.
Your birthday, we went to Chicago. Yeah, that was cool, cool.
That was fun. What was that called? The Magnificent Mile?
Yeah, it was.
Right?
Yeah, I think it is the Magnificent Mile with all the shops on there.
Yeah, we went.
It was cool. We were
stayed right by the Magnificent Mile.
Yeah.
Walked up and down. Because last time we were in Chicago, the first time we went to Chicago, you said you wanted to come back.
Absolutely. We just there was just so much more to experience. You know, we figured do a little bit at a time, you know, and that's what we did this time. We kind of got around a little bit more, walked some more, and got up early, did some fun things, and enjoyed ourselves.
And we picked some perfect days, too.
Oh, my gosh.
The weather was perfect.
It sure was.
You know, my
God
goodness.
God was looking out, no doubt.
So, we're both in the 50s club.
Yes, sir.
Them knees feeling 50?
Oh, you know, I'm doing all right, I guess.
My knees feel 50. Yeah. They've been feeling 50 when I was in my 40s.
Yeah, no doubt.
When I was a teenager, my knees used to hurt.
Absolutely.
Running but around, you know, on concrete.
It comes 50, comes knowledge, you know. That's what I say, you know, just hitting that older age, you know, you just... You've been around a little bit longer, and you know a few things, so you know, I appreciate it.
We're officially auntie and uncle
no doubt.
Everybody.
Cool auntie and uncle, though.
Crazy auntie.
Yeah, crazy auntie, crazy uncle.
So, Mr. Miles.
Yes, ma'am.
We have a question from a listener.
Oh, no.
Somebody wants to know, are y'all still beefing?
Oh, man. Like we said, man, this is crazy. You know?
Yes, we are.
When you ask that, it's
we're
like...
We're always beefing.
We always, you know, it's a continuous thing. Like I said, but what we communicate and what we talk about and what we conversate about is just having the tools to get through it, you know?
The difference between our beefs now, and mind you, we're not beefing like hard like the last time where I was going to have to write a diss track, write some bars.
That happens every now and again.
But the difference with our beefing now compared to when we were younger, it doesn't last very long.
No.
We're way more rational.
Oh, yeah.
We actually sit and talk it out and we fight fair.
Yeah, we lean towards each other. Remember what I talked about, you know, is... We lean in when there's things going wrong. We don't lean out and go the opposite direction. We actually lean in, and we know that we're going to have to do some work to get back on track. So
right.
We lean forward.
Well,
and
by that, you mean we talk.
That's right.
We go away sometimes because sometimes you do need your time.
Yeah, you got to self-soothe.
Yeah, you go self-soothe. Yeah. We recognize that. Don't follow behind each other. You're going to listen to me. I'm going to get my point across.
So big.
We don't do that.
So big to do
anymore.
That. You're right.
We self-soothe, and then we come back, and we're rational.
So big.
Even if one of the biggest things that I love about our relationship that we discovered, it's okay to agree to disagree. We don't have to be on the same page, but we do have to respect each other.
No doubt.
So that's one of the major things. So the answer to your question, are we still beefing? Yes, we beef all the time, every week. It's something stupid. Our kids always tell us we're silly when we argue.
Yeah.
But
it's not.
We come back together.
I don't really argue. It is argue in the argument step.
Disagreement.
I think we disagree on things and we'll feel a certain way. We'll have a certain emotion, a certain feeling about it. And either we can discuss that emotion and feeling right then, or we can't, and we need to self-soothe and come back and talk about it, but we got the skill.
Yeah, yeah, we have the tool.
Yeah, we have the tool, and that's what we want for everybody.
And for you new listeners, you'll hear us talk about using our tools quite a bit, because we have learned throughout the years some things. You know, you just need tools to help things along and fix things, make things easier.
Yeah, even Tiger Woods had a coach.
Okay. So, I have a fun fact for you.
Yeah.
Researchers say watermelon may be a natural Viagra.
What?
Yep.
Well, let's go out and get some Viagra watermelon right now.
Wait a minute. One of my girls, she eats watermelon all the time. I wonder if she'd be frisky all the time.
I don't know. Yeah, she
You know I'm talking about you, sis,
yeah,
if you're listening.
She'd be in that watermelon. But you know what, though?
She can turn that watermelon
Is
up.
It the watermelon with the seeds or the watermelon without the seeds?
I don't know. It didn't get that deep. Yeah. But researchers say it's rich in an amino acid that's called citrulline, which relaxes and dilates blood vessels, much like Viagra does, and other drugs that
you know what it sounds like
and other drugs that are meant to treat erectile dysfunction.
You know what that sounds like? It's rich in
what?
Bang, 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 bang.
Lord. But that's from a 2008 research, but it's coming up now. So, yeah, y'all, summertime.
Get your watermelon.
That nice cold watermelon.
Get your watermelon.
It's hot outside. We're wearing less clothes.
Ooh-wee.
Just what, FYI, I'm going to have to hit my girl up and ask her if she'd be frisky all the time.
Put the watermelon by the bed, boys. Let's
go. Lord. We don't want ants.
Let's
people.
Go.
Goodness.
Oh, I got one.
Yeah.
I was reading one the other day. I was like, damn. And I don't know if this is a fun fact, but it's a very interesting fact that we've talked about this. Only, like, let's put, so now married couples that have kids, they're busy with going here, going there, doing this, cooking, whatever. You know how it gets y'all busy.
Cleaning,
parents.
Chauffeuring.
It's everything. We, on average, spend 4 minutes of quiet time with your spouse per day.
Married?
Just married couples.
Couples.
4 minutes of quiet time.
Per day.
4 minutes. That's it.
Dang.
Boy, and y'all tell me y'all tired of y'all women. I don't understand that.
That's what I'm saying.
How you be tired if y'all only talk 4 minutes a day? Now, like me, I can see. Me and my wife, we talk all the time.
All the time.
So if I was to say that I'm tired of talking to my wife, y'all might understand. But y'all fools out there, 4 minutes, and y'all can't put up with 4 minutes of talking to your woman for 4 damn minutes.
Oh, look, no, that's they say they can't put up with it. That's all they do.
All you got is 4 minutes, and you got a problem.
Because we get up in the morning, we talking, we
y'all
having our tea
get,
and coffee.
Get along for them 4 minutes.
Oh, no, when we drive to work, we talk on the phone.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Doc. So if anybody says, hey, I should be the one saying,
that.
Damn, I'm tired of talking to your ass. But y'all with the 4 minutes, y'all need to get that worked on, man. I'm just saying,
gosh.
Man. 4 minutes, come on, dog.
That's
let's double
sad.
That up. 2022-23, we're going to go for 8 minutes. Come on, man. Let's double it up.
Only 4 minutes of quiet time together?
A quiet, peaceful conversation
time.
4 minutes per day on average. That's all across the line.
And that, and yeah, because you do have time together, but sometimes you're watching TV,
yeah, it's
not
quiet.
Talking.
It's just
yeah.
not you and her.
People eat dinner.
Yeah.
They'll be on their phones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what I love about me and you is we really, when we talk about carving out time and shared meaning and opportunity to build our love maps and build our trust, we do that in our quiet time together in our mornings when we have our tea and have my coffee or when we go on our long walks together.
Mm-hmm.
But we create a lot more than 4 minutes of time per day.
Well, we create it,
yeah.
like you said. Yeah.
We make it. We prioritize it. Like I've talked to you in the past, and we've talked about this, babe, is that where do you put it on the priority shelf?
Mm-hmm.
And we've put our relationship in our conversations, and we realize that has to be up on the top shelf.
Yeah. And it just comes natural now,
oh, yeah.
actually. When you say, I kind of think about it, when you say we work at it, it seems like it comes natural.
Now.
Yeah, now.
It's coming now, and that's
yeah.
what we tell people. You know, it's something that we continually work on, and we slip, but we get back up.
We fall down.
But we get up.
Hey! Okay, folks, so our topic today is I choose peace.
I choose
peace. That is something I've been saying quite a bit lately, right?
Holy moly, it was an epiphany to me. Like when she said it, it's like this big old giant light bulb went over the top of my head. Uh-huh. I choose peace.
I choose peace.
Simplicity.
I can get in that behind, mm-hmm. but...
You know what? I choose peace. I choose peace.
I choose peace.
I choose peace. And we can do that with so many instances.
Oh my gosh. So what we're doing today is on this episode, a little different from what we normally do.
Mm-hmm.
We told you one of the things we do quite a bit, and we've done this for years, is mm-hmm. we take walks together
mm-hmm.
and we talk
yeah.
and we download.
Yeah, and we generate our ideas.
We generate
what we're
going
to talk to you about.
Right. But, you know, it's soothing for us. We walk in nature.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're going to hear is our conversation mm-hmm. on a particular walk.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I sound a little winded.
Yeah.
You're going to hear cars in the background.
Yeah. Hear some airplanes.
Airplanes. Definitely birds chirping.
Birds chirping.
I love it.
All of that.
But it's a real open, honest conversation.
Yeah.
And we're talking about choosing peace.
And it just kind of gives you an insight to where we are. Like, we're not trying to be somebody that we're not. We're just two people that are working through 30 years of marriage and have a couple things that kind of work. And this is one that works, you know, us just going for a walk
in the peace
of that.
Right.
And it allows us to have the open dialogue and conversations that we need in our marriage for us, and also how we can help other people.
Right.
It works.
All right, so before we get into that, though, I want to leave you with a word
mm-hmm.
that I read. A marriage thrives if both spouses believe in these three things.
Mm.
Number one, my spouse loves me.
Mm.
Number two, my spouse respects me.
Mm.
Number three, my spouse is committed to me.
Wow. Yeah, those sound like three strong categories that definitely need to be in a marriage.
All right, let's get into it.
All right, let's rock.
You know, I'm sitting out here thinking, as we're walking, and it's so beautiful
this
out here.
This is gorgeous.
And it makes me think of peace. And it makes me think of what you were talking about as far as I choose peace.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just thinking how great of a concept that is and how simple and to the point that is.
Right. And I do it for peace of mind, for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do it for the other person. It's for me. I'd rather just, you know, at this moment, we can go at it, or I could choose peace.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah. And we do that so much in our relationships where we could easily say, you know what, I'm going to self-soothe right now, and I'm going to choose peace. And I'm not going to have this conversation with you right now.
Yeah.
Because like we've talked about, you know, especially when we do, you know, get-togethers and things where we are with family and friends, mm-hmm. which we have been just recently. And we both know that when you're with your friends and family, some stuff can come up.
Yeah, things ain't gonna always be smooth.
Some things can come up. Yeah, you know.
Somebody gonna say the wrong thing.
Yeah. Or they, like they said, they're harboring some things
mm-hmm.
that, who knows, right. hadn't been addressed yet.
Yeah.
But basically, you know, when you're hooking up with your peoples and you're seeing people that you haven't seen for a while,
mm-hmm.
and I love what you told me, you know,
yeah.
I choose peace.
Well, at that moment, because you were there, speaking of getting together, we had a situation where somebody was still harboring
yeah.
feelings
mm-hmm.
from the past that, you know, I had something to do with, I guess. Mm-hmm. I caused something
mm-hmm.
to not be able to happen that person wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very upset.
Yeah.
And even though a lot of time passed since then, the next time we all got together, they let me know how upset they were.
Yeah.
And I could have easily gone back and forth. We could have argued. Mm. I could have tried to get my point across.
Yeah. It was incredible how you handled
but
it.
But what I did, in my mind, I was like, you know what? I choose peace. Because I actually did start to explain,
mm-hmm.
and then that person said something that actually really hurt my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
I took a deep breath,
mm-hmm.
and I made that transition in my brain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we can make this. This could be a bad trip,
mm-hmm.
or this could be good.
Yeah.
So, because I love this person, I decided to choose peace mm-hmm. and say, you know what? I apologize for causing that.
Mm-hmm.
or for making you feel the way you felt.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
it actually... Hello.
How are you? Morning.
So I decided to...
Choose peace.
I chose peace.
Yeah.
I apologize. And that was it. We didn't go back and forth. And...
It just ties so much into what we've been talking about, how when we're with special people, you only have times.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have years, and people get caught up with the years.
Well,
like, I have 20 years to spend this time with my family.
Right.
No, you have maybe 5 more times to spend with your family.
Yeah. So after that incident, things were nice.
Yeah.
We went on, had a good time.
Yeah.
My daughter was impressed. So I'm sure
I was impressed.
I'm teaching her.
Mm-hmm.
Cause she's a little hothead, a little firecracker sometimes.
Yeah, she is.
But you know, she was like, ooh, knew you.
Mm-hmm. And you know what though, Ma, it just, when you said it to me and
mm-hmm.
you told me that this is your new route, and just that simplicity of that word, it just, it hit me like, just so hard, because it's such an easy thing. And like I told you, I need easy.
Mm-hmm.
I need things to be simplified so that they can stick. And I choose peace. When you're in those tough situations, it's such a simple thing to say to yourself and pull you back to where you need to be.
Right.
So that you don't ruin the moment or ruin the time.
And what do we say? When did a lot of that stuff happens? When you get family, a group
yeah.
of people together, friends and family together. And you think it's supposed to be going to be great. And somebody is harboring something, they got to get off their chest.
So, look how beautiful it is.
Oh my
right
gosh.
Here. Look
this
at
is
this.
Gorgeous.
This river running through here. This
perfect day.
Wow. It's beautiful.
So that's a little bridge. We're going across the bridge?
Yeah, let's go across that bridge.
Oh man.
Let's do it.
All right. Yeah,
yeah,
but
I believe that peace thing,
mm-hmm.
it just correlates with so many things that we talk about with relationships, not just our relationship with our spouse, but with our friends,
right,
our co-worker. You can look at that moment and say, I'm going to choose peace. I'm not going to have this conversation with you. I'm not going to have this fight with you.
I'm good.
I'm not going to do that.
Thank you.
I'm not going to do that with you right now.
Right.
I'm not in a good place, and I can already tell you're not in a good place.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to choose peace. I'm going to self-soothe. And I'm going to come back and we're going to have this conversation. But remember, like we've always, it kind of ties into everything too, because we've said, you still got to come back and have that conversation.
Right. We'll talk about it.
We still got to deal
maybe, because at that point, we already talked about it.
Yeah.
And I just, it's like, we weren't getting anywhere.
Yeah. I'm not going to ruin the trip.
You were trying to get your point across.
Yeah.
You wanted to let me know.
Yeah.
We can go back and forth all day. It's not going to change nothing.
Yeah.
Because all you're trying to do is get your point across.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I can just pick up the phone. And we can talk about this later.
And
we
that
can
wasn't
enjoy this time together.
That wasn't the place for it either.
That's right. That's right.
Because yeah.
it affects other people, right?
Yeah, it makes everybody else uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So, but you know, that's my thing. I choose peace. It might be easier for me to do because I have a calm demeanor anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's easy for me because I do have a girl who told me, my friend, that there's no way she can walk away from a situation.
That's crazy, right? When you think about it, that means I am going to definitely have a confrontation with you.
Yeah, she like, she don't feel good.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to have this conversation with you no matter what.
All right, you're taking me through the trenches.
Taking you all through these
woods,
girl.
Oh, man. Oh, okay.
Be careful.
All right.
Taking you all through this. We on an adventure.
I am.
A hike. Let me get you, help you. Give me your hand.
Thank you. I'm choosing peace right now.
Yep.
I'm going through this wilderness.
It's beautiful out here though.
It
huh?
is gorgeous.
Oh my God. Listen to that. Hear that water.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, but this is what I talk about, what we like is we can get out here and we can have these conversations and we can talk about these things. You know, it's just, this is where we can do it. And we can have a peace of mind to be able to do it.
Oh, this is gorgeous.
Look at this.
Let me get a pic of this.
Yeah, I think for us, And that model of choosing peace is something I really believe we're going to make a staple in how we approach things and how we talk to people and how we teach.
Well, my thing is we tend to do that at work with our coworkers.
Yeah.
We tend to not go off.
Wow.
We regroup. We gather ourselves.
Yep.
We watch what we say.
Yep.
Why can't we do that with family
and our friends and our relationships?
Yeah. With people you love.
Yeah.
We'll do that to strangers.
Yeah, yeah. That's a big one
right
there.
People you ain't got to see.
Wow, after when you say that too, that's big. Because, you know, we're so quick to be good to other people and take everything out on our family and
then,
our friends.
Yeah, and then the thing is, with my situation, this person really needed to express what they've been holding on to. Mm-hmm. And this is somebody I really, really care about. Mm-hmm. And don't see very often.
Yeah.
Why not let them get that off their chest?
Yeah. Let them say what they need to say.
Yeah, let them say what they need to say. You got people who in family feuds for years, when really all you could have did was let them say what they had to say, you say what you have to say.
Absolutely.
So, it's not worth it for me, family feud.
You know what that is?
Unstable.
Mossy.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's slippery. Don't go across it.
Yeah, that's slippery.
All right, we gotta go back. Or can we go that way?
You might be able to slip across here.
All
right. You know, and it's crazy because, you know, I hear your story about how you choose. And for me, when I think about it, I have to do that quite a bit at work.
Mm-hmm.
And even with you, like you said, even with us, we have to choose peace a lot of times in our conversations. And we do it with now, and you do it regularly now. I think that choosing peace in those tough situations are going to end up keeping strong relationships for you that you could possibly lose in the long run. So I would say for us, this is definitely going to be our route.
Definitely helped. It's a positive.
Yeah,
it's value adding.
Mm-hmm. And I think the message that I would love to talk about and more would be the message I'd like to get out would be choose peace, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
In those tough situations, self-soothe, come back, have those conversations at a later time when you both can have them. And like I said, I have a friend who writes out letters who, you know, he knows that he can't have that conversation with you. So he'll take the time to write that letter out to you later and say, you know what, we had this trip together, and, you know, I didn't want to ruin it. I wanted to just enjoy it. I wanted to keep the peace while we're there. But these were some things that really bothered me when I was on this trip.
I like that. I appreciate that.
And then you send that off, and then they can take it the way they want to take it. They can adjust to it the way they want to adjust to it. And
they
then they can think about
it.
Their response.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can't have that conversation, taking that time to write that letter serves its purpose.
I agree.
And I think that's something that maybe me and you might have to implement sometimes is, you know what, I can't have this conversation. Let me take time to write.
Well, remember we used to do that.
Yeah.
I used to tell the kids to do that with their teachers.
Yep.
And we used to write little notes every now and then and express, because that's one of the tools we got from that.
Love notes.
But that's one of the tools we got from that therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And we wrote down how we felt.
You're right.
To each other.
Yep, right. And that did help. Mm-hmm. And then we both switched them and read them.
Yeah, read them.
Yeah. And you just digest it the way you needed to digest it. Yep. Well, that was really cool, babe. I really appreciate that transition for you and for me. And
I believe it's helped quite a bit.
It definitely has.
Like I said, peace of mind is what's more important to me. That's what's most important.
Absolutely.
Than getting my point across. Peace of mind.
Peace of mind. More important than making somebody understand.
Right.
And where, remember what we said, we've transitioned to a place where we don't have to agree, but we seek to understand, but we don't seek to agree.
Right.
Right.
And I think that's one of the major things, transitions that we made also, when we started agreeing to disagree.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of keeping peace.
Mm-hmm. Right? I agree.
Ah, nice.
Yep. All right. Let's get on this adventure.
Yeah, let's keep it moving.
How many more little bridges are we going to cross?
I think that's it. I think we ain't going to do no more bridges.
All right. Yeah. I don't have the shoes for this.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll just take it easy from here on out. All right, y'all, till next time.
Peace.